I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey prepares for yet another five-year term under the newly re-elected President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan secured his win on Sunday after a first-of-its-kind runoff vote. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says it doesn't change much for believers.
Most persecution in Turkey is not coming from the government level. Mostly it is coming at the family level, at the employment level. So in that sense, this doesn't make a difference in terms of persecution. But Erdogan has taken Turkey in a less secular, more Islamic direction, and he is promising to do that even further over the next 5 years.
At the same time, Turkey's many challenges also present opportunities. Pray believers will be courageous and use these opportunities to share the gospel. And church-planting Bible translators are making progress in Chad. Unfolding Word works with indigenous church-planting networks to reach Chad's unreached people groups. A believer we'll call Arnie says,
"The Open Bible Stories workshop method is proving to be very effective for them in engaging these communities. It's very well received because there is little material actually in the mother tongue."
Ask God to protect believers as they bring open Bible stories to unreached people groups. Community testing can be a dangerous task, but it's also full of gospel opportunities.
Every language team, when they go to minister it, they get a few, if not many, converts. And then in two cases, there were churches planted.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org, but hurry, because a matching grant ends tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.